Great to be with our friend Michael Oliver at Wildcat Chevrolet. We always kick off National Agriculture Week, and we kick off Farm Safety Week here at Wildcat Chevrolet. Michael, happy National Agriculture Week to you.
Well, good morning, Alan. Glad you're here. Glad to be here.
I always enjoy getting together. We've been trying to get together here the last couple of weeks because, you know, it's an important time of year, but agriculture, that's a great time to celebrate. You're a farmer. You're also in the car and truck business, but you're a farmer. Are you a farmer first, can you say?
Today I'm a truck salesman first.
Right. And farmer afterwards.
That's right. Farming afternoon.
You've been in farming all your life, really.
Yes, I've been around the farm. Grew up around the farm. It's always been around the farm. And you know, love the truck business, love the car business, but I have my love for farming also.
You guys are really kind of the farmer's friend here at Wildcat, and you really, because a lot of folks in the agriculture business know you, they know you are a farmer, and they know you think like they do, and that's been a good thing for you over the years.
Well, the farmers have blessed me. I've had a lot of friends and that's come and bought from me, and you've met a lot of friends, you know, across the country, and they've come and traded with me and bought vehicles from me, and it's just, it brings pleasure knowing that I can help people like that, I get calls all the time. Just maybe they're not buying something, but just want to know what they need to fit their, you know, what they're wanting to do.
So what's going in the agriculture market these days, truck wise?
Well, I mean, the truck market is still tough. I mean, it's hard to get new trucks, but I don't know if you've noticed our lot is about as low as it's been in 2.5-3 years, you know, and all this stuff's been going on, but we're still buying vehicles all over the country, trying to get good quality vehicles in here and trying to have enough going into the spring season. We've got to have more.
It's always important. We'll talk more about the truck and really what's going on vehicle-wise as well. Agriculture is big for you because obviously you're a farmer yourself, and you've been a real advocate for grain bin safety over the years.
Yeah, I've been involved in that for several years there about, you know, grain safety. And I was talking to Dale the other day, and we've had, there's not really a statistic company that keeps up with that stuff, but he was telling me of 5 lives that was saved across the state because of the training that we've had, the training that he's done along with the local EMS and fire departments, and they've got the knowledge, and the farmers are working with the rescue people now and the fire departments. You know, when they get that call, they know what to do, and it's because of training ahead of time. If you don't know what to do and you get called out there in the heat of the moment, every second counts in saving a life around grain bins.
Of course, a lot of equipment on the road these days, a lot of farmers getting ready to try to plant as soon as they possibly can. And so folks need to watch out on the roadway too.
Oh yeah. We need to, you know, share the roads with the farmers. They're not wanting to hold anybody up. They're wanting to get their job done and get to the field safely. And they don't want to cause a problem to the person driving up down the road, going to work or whatever you may be doing. They don't want to cause you a problem either. So we just need to work together and share the road together. And we can make it safely another safe year, hopefully.
Great message from Michael Oliver at Wildcat Chevrolet. Of course, Michael, we'll be here with you next hour or so talking agriculture and much, much more. We're on 106.5 WKDZ.